Mermaids. They're just myths. Right? Well, maybe. Maybe not. Up next, we'll be discussing some famous, supposedly real, encounters with mermaids. Stay tuned, little Stardusties. Only on Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
Things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre.
The everyday that makes you say, hey.
This is Star Queen Paranormal. For the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal. Warm welcome to you, my little Stardusties. This is your omniscient narrator to your personal paranormal romance. Enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary, space pirate, and star queen, I am Exie. And as I was saying earlier, this episode is all about mermaids. I got a special request from a very special listener to cover mermaids for this episode. If you're listening, you know who you are. But I have to admit, I didn't actually think I would find paranormal, or just, I guess, encounters with mermaids and merfolk. I thought majority of what I would find would be folklore related. So I was pleasantly surprised that there are a good handful of stories of supposedly real mermaid encounters. But I don't want to spoil that for you. Instead, I'm going to spoil your fun by telling you some stuff on the number 36, because that's what episode we're on. 36! Some of you have stuck around for all 36 episodes. Well done, Stardusties. I tip my hat to ya. Except I'm not wearing a hat. I guess if you'd like for me to have a hat to tip toward ya, you can check out my Patreon. Patreon.com/StarQueenParanormal. I really did not mean to plug that there. It just kind of worked out that way. So yeah, if you'd like to send me money for a hat, maybe some more fancy introductions or something, just tell me you left me. Patreon. But getting back into whatever I was talking about, this is the 36th episode, and I've got some spiritual stuff on the number 36. The angel number 36 is all about balance. The number 36 is of equilibrium, and it signifies a time of transition. The number 36 is also a number of thought, word, action, creativity, and enthusiasm, coupled with the ability to use the imagination and the intellect combined to bring about desired results. So if you find yourself drawn to the number 36 for whatever reason, you might just be one of those people who can accomplish whatever they put their minds to. And that's just some stuff on the number 36. Speaking of thinking things and then doing them, I think it is time for, brace yourselves, kiddos, Terrible Tarot! It's truly terrible. For those of you who are new to the Star Queen Paranormal, we like to call this bit Terrible Tarot. Now, why is it terrible? Well, you wouldn't pay me for these readings. But if you'd like to, I have a Patreon I mentioned earlier in the episode. Okay, thanks. So here, you can hear me shuffling pretty terribly. That's the name of the bit, you see. And your cards for today are the Ace of Cups, the Knight of Swords, and the Queen of Pentacles. Gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards. Stardusties, I do believe this is a very positive reading. As you know, we here at Star Queen Paranormal like to talk about abundance. And my cards are kind of tattling on you, saying that there's some kind of abundance that you are chasing right now. This could be emotional or spiritual abundance. This could be love. But it's something within you that gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling of contentment. And you've got your sword raised high, ready to fight for whatever this contentment is. The cards are assuring me that you are going to get whatever you're chasing after right now. You are going to achieve that cup-filling contentment. You know, your cup overfloweth. And you're going to sit pretty and nurture it. Probably prolong the experience if it's an experience. But whatever it is, you're going to take good care of it. Because you worked hard for it. Good for you, Stardusties. I hope this does apply to most of you. And that was truly terrible. Today's channeled message actually comes from January 28th. It's okay to feel pain, but you need not feel guilty for it, because you need to let yourself feel it sometimes, so that you can face whatever it is you're facing. Just don't live there. Pain is not your home. Love is. Today's bizarre headline is from January 28th, 2023. Pet fish playing a video game in Japan managed to log into the Nintendo Switch store, change their owner's avatar, set up a PayPal account, and rack up a credit card bill. What's even stranger is that the whole thing took place on a live stream. YouTube gamer and streamer Muteki Maru has a channel that's very popular for its videos featuring groups of tetra fish that play video games. Muteki Maru had installed motion detection tracking software in the fish tank, which allow the fish to remotely control a Nintendo Switch console. While the fish were live streaming a game of Pokemon, the game crashed and returned to the home screen. Muteki Maru used this as an opportunity to take a break. Muteki Maru stepped away, but the fish continued to play. During the following 7 hours, the fish managed to change the name of the owner's Switch account before logging into the Nintendo Switch store. Twice. The fish also managed to check the legal terms and conditions. They downloaded a new avatar and even somehow managed to set up a PayPal account from the Switch. This new account sent an email to the owner in the process. The fish were seen on live stream adding 500 yen, which is equivalent to $4, to Muteki Maru's Switch account from his credit card, thus exposing his credit card information right there on the live stream. And yes, Muteki Maru did have to have an awkward conversation with Nintendo to request a refund. And if you're curious about this story, Muteki Maru does have a condensed video of what happened. It's pretty fascinating to watch these fish not just commit credit fraud in their owner's name, but just to watch these fish in general. It's pretty interesting. Check them out. It's Muteki Maru. And I'm sure if you use whatever search engine of your choice to look up fish play video games or fish create a PayPal account, you'll probably find something. But it kind of puts things in perspective, doesn't it, Stardusties? If a fish can manage to set up a PayPal account, I can manage to open up this interdimensional portal. Be right back, little Stardusties.
Hey! Welcome to Shamblefest!
I'm Jess.
I'm Amber. And we are your one-stop weekly shop for news shambles.
We're a weekly WTF and current events comedy podcast. We drop episodes every Monday morning. Tune in.
Shamble on!
Welcome back, Stardusties. Let's dive right in. Mermaids. Half human. Half fish. legends of these aquatic humanoids have existed for thousands of years from all over the globe, with some of the earliest legends believed to have come from Syria around 1000 BC, perhaps based on the goddess Atargatis. But what is it about humanoid fish people that sparks awe in the heart of us land humans? Why do we continue to tell tales of humans with fish tails? Today we'll be exploring some supposed real encounters with merfolks, or fish humanoid creatures. Perhaps we should start with Pliny the Elder, an ancient Roman author, naturalist, and natural philosopher. Pliny the Elder wrote a 37-volume compilation of as much human knowledge as he could find at the time. Naturalis Historia, better known as natural history, is often considered the precursor to the modern-day encyclopedia. Pliny the Elder's natural history covered topics that include astronomy, mathematics, anatomy, botany, pharmacology, mineralogy, and so much more. As much factual knowledge that Pliny could cram into paper. Which is why it is interesting that Pliny the Elder includes not one, but a few historical encounters with human-like sea creatures. The book includes a story of a mermaid that washed ashore on the coast of Gaul. The nearby villagers claimed to hear her song of mourning as she lay there dying. The book also includes stories of a merman off the Gulf of Cadiz, who was said to climb on the decks of ships in the middle of the night and sink them. Pliny the Elder's book also included a story of the time when the tide receded off the coast of Gaul, and it revealed not only the corpses of mermaids, but mer-elephants and mer-rams as well. A whole menagerie of mer-creatures. Both Christopher Columbus and John Smith have written about their encounters with mermaids. Columbus claiming to have seen three of them, but he described them as masculine and not half as beautiful as they're painted to be. The mermaid John Smith wrote about was said to have been very beautiful. Though both encounters are widely regarded by historians to be actually encounters with manatees. The famous pirate, Edward Teach, better known to the world as Blackbeard, once commanded his crew to avoid enchanted waters full of mermaids. He redirected his crew because he said he had had a traumatic encounter with mermaids before, and they warned him never to return. European explorer Richard Whitbourne was leading a team of several ships in 1610. He and his crew were on a small boat when they witnessed a mermaid swimming quickly and cheerfully toward their boat. He said that she leapt out of the water, and he was able to behold her bare shoulders. He reported that she was beautiful and had blue streaks resembling hair, and had a hinder part that pointed like a broad hooked arrow. When the beautiful creature attempted to climb into the boat, one of the sailors struck it full blow on the head, where it fell off from them. They all supposed it was a mermaid. In 1608, explorer Henry Hudson was traveling with his crew off the coast of Norway. In his logbook, he recorded, "This morning, one of our company looking over the board saw a mermaid, from the navel upward. Her back and breasts were like a woman's, her body as big as one of us, her skin very white, and long hair hanging down behind, of color black. In her, going down, they saw her tail, which was like the tail of a porpoise, and speckled like a mackerel. A fisherman in Pennsylvania, Henry Laux, claimed to have seen a mermaid on 5 separate occasions. The same mermaid, he supposed. The article that it reported his experience says, "One of our oldest fishermen reports the discovery of one of these rare nondescripts. He has already seen it 5 times, always either early in the morning or late in the evening. He says it comes to the surface, looks about it, then gradually sinks down, leaving its hair floating on top of the water for a moment or so, and finally disappears. It has the face of a woman and beautiful glossy black hair. But as it only shows itself down to the shoulders, he cannot tell what the other end is like." During World War II, Japanese soldiers stationed on the Kei Islands in Indonesia made several reports of an amphibious creature that was 150 centimeters tall, with spikes on their shoulders and spine. These creatures had light pink skin and a mouth, like that of a carp. These fish creatures also did not have a tail. They were often reported with humanoid-like hands and feet. They just looked pretty amphibious. And on one occasion, there were several soldiers splashing in a lagoon, and one of these amphibious fish people leapt onto a rock near the soldiers. It turned and looked right at the soldiers. It stared and proceeded to make a gurgling noise. To the horror of these soldiers, another fish person was coming straight for them in the water. The frightened soldiers fired their guns on these fish people. However, the fish people were able to escape. In 1967, a ferry carrying several tourists was passing by Main Island, and several witnesses reported seeing a half-naked woman with a fish tail. She was cheerfully sitting in the waves and taking a bite out of a raw salmon. Several witnesses said the mermaid had a large fish, apparently coho salmon, and one swore she had taken a bite out of it. She was described in a June 13, 1967 article as having long, silver blonde hair, and topless condition were generally agreed upon. The Daily Colonist nicknamed her the Dimpled Mermaid, and one male witness said that the mermaid was a cute blonde with dimples, and added, "It was definitely a girl. Definitely." A $25,000 reward was offered for the safe capture of the mermaid, even going as far as saying that they would provide the mermaid with a room at the hotel. But as news died down of the Dimpled Mermaid, they never were able to capture the Main Island Dimpled Mermaid. On April 12th, 1998, about 20 minutes off the Kona coast in Hawaii, dive master Jeff Lacher and 6 other divers were exploring the ocean and taking some marine photography. They were on their way out when a school of dolphins started following their boat. One of the men on the boat started yelling and pointing off toward the port side. Quote, "I couldn't believe what I saw. There, not 10 feet from the bow, was what looked like a nude woman. She had long flowing hair and one of the most beautiful faces I'd ever seen. But there was no way a human being could be swimming so fast. She was keeping right up with the dolphins. Then she leapt into the air and my heart almost gave out on me. The entire lower half of her was covered with scales and tapered back into a huge fish tail. She jumped once more, then disappeared under the surface. All 10 people aboard the boat had seen her, but they carried on with their marine photography." And Jeff says that while he was taking pictures underwater, He felt something brush against him. It was the mermaid. Suddenly I felt something brush against my right leg. She shot by me like a streak of lightning, then turned and came back past me. Swimming the other way, I just aimed the camera and started snapping pictures. Now, if you want to look up Jeff Leicher's photo on your search engine of choice, his name is Jeff Leicher, L-E-I-C-H-E-R. I'll leave it up to my Stardusties to determine whether or not they believe in that photo. In 2009, in Kiryat, Israel, many witnesses reported seeing a creature that resembled a cross between a fish and a young girl that only appears at sunset, but she is said to perform acrobatic tricks for onlookers just before disappearing for the night. One of the first witnesses to report seeing this mermaid said, "I was with friends when suddenly we saw a woman laying on the sand in a weird way. At first, I thought she was just another sunbather, but when we approached, she jumped into the water and disappeared. We were all in shock because we saw she had a tail." The Kiryat Yam government did offer a $1 million reward for the first person to photograph the creature, but as you can imagine, as more and more people came to look for her, it seemed she decided to go elsewhere to perform her acrobatics. And as recently as 2012, in Zimbabwe, there were workers who were installing a pump on a dam, and so they had to dive under the surface in a reservoir. When the workers resurfaced, they all swore to never go back down because they all insisted that they saw a mermaid in the water. One source says that the government, of course, didn't believe the workers, so they hired a new team of employees who were from outside of the area. This second set of employees resurfaced and vowed never to go back down into the reservoir because they were being harassed by a mermaid. So what do you believe, Stardusties? Do you think that there's a possibility of half-human, half-fish creatures lurking about the depths of our ocean? Well, in this case, our oceans, rivers, lakes, and reservoirs. Or are you of the school of thought inclined to believe that people see whatever they want to see? What do you believe, little Stardusties? Do you have your own ocean paranormal experiences? Do you have any other paranormal experiences? We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Check us out at starqueenparanormal on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. Buy me a hat at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal, where for as little as a dollar, you can access exclusive content, or at least say you're supporting your favorite podcast. Assuming that's me. That's me! Maybe. And so, Stardusties, if you're ever in fear of running into a mermaid, in Haitian folklore, the La Siren does accept gifts such as mirrors, combs, jewelry, flowers, wine, doves, and perfumes. And in exchange, she is reputed to assist her followers with achieving success, good health, good fortune, and good luck in love. Just something to remember in case you ever come face to face with La Siren or a mermaid creature in general. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. And as said by someone who loves mermaids,
continue assisting as you in, my dudes.